772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Starve him till he can't move. We must be retrained in our behavior and in the mindset of the kingdom. This is why we're so on kingdom. You must be trained to have a mindset of kingdom, not just a religious mindset of church. I go to church, I pay my tithe. That's wonderful. But that's your limitation. You just go to church. But you have to understand, it's bigger than a building. And the church is not a building. Look at someone right now and tell them, if you saved, you the church. We must be retrained in our behavior. First of all, you're born again. If you really understand that, that is incredible. Born again, not of the flesh. You didn't go back in the womb and get born again. Not of blood. It had nothing to do with blood. Not of a man's sperm, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's what makes you a son of God. Three times we see in the scripture, sons of God, other than ourselves. The first son of God was Adam. Why? Adam was created by God. There was not a male and a female involved in that. God did that. You see, the angels are called the sons of God. Despite what some people may argue, angels are called sons of God. In chapter 6 of Genesis, we see the sons of God. Those weren't the sons of Cain. Those were the sons of God, angels. Why are they called the sons of God? They were created in mass by God. There was no male and female involved in that. Then we see Christ, the Son of God. Why? He just borrowed Mary's womb. Joseph had nothing to do with it. He had to cover her and protect her. But he was born of God. It was Christ coming through the womb. And then the Bible says, now ye are the sons of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. If you really understand, you are a race, another race, different from just the human race, called the church. The bride of Christ, all colors, all shapes, all sizes, but we are the church. We are born again. That's why we can't just be doing church, struggling the church. They hold too long. He preaches too long. What time is it? My barbecue's burning. You just doing church. But you got to understand, you are the church. In him we live and move and have our being. Now, in order to learn royalty, God's given us something or someone. His name is Holy Spirit. God's given us Holy Spirit. John chapter 14. If you go there with me, John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. Jesus said this. He said, and I will pray the Father, And he shall give you another comforter. That word comforter also means counselor. It's included in that word comforter. How many know Holy Spirit will counsel you? You know, when you're troubled and someone counsels you, they bring peace to you. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another counselor that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you and shall be in you. Verse 26. But the counselor or the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He will tutor you. He will teach you what it means to be a king. Amen. Holy Spirit will train you. He will guide you. He will guard you. He will govern you if you allow him to. He's not going to teach you to be anything other than a king, because you are an heir to a throne. And just like the tutors taught Prince William and Prince Harry, Holy Spirit will teach you. John chapter 16. Verse 7 and 8. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter or the counselor will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send the counselor to you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. So we have tutors, governors, in one person, Holy Spirit. He will tutor you because you are an heir of a throne. Now, the challenge, and this is why they're the fivefold ministry of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, to train you. We must learn to walk consistent with who we are. Amen. Amen. Let me say that again. You and I, we must learn to walk consistent with who we are. No such a thing as Blue Monday. Amen. You know what I mean? Just up and down, up and down, up and down. No, we must learn to walk consistent with who you are. Your talk, how you sit, how you stand, how you eat, how you walk. Every action, every gesture, every mannerism is designed to display authority. You can't be walking around like this all the time. I'm just a nobody. That's not an heir to a king, a throne. Now, here's the challenge to many, because we're to talk, sit, stand, eat, walk, etc., etc. Every action, gesture, and mannerism is designed to display authority. Here's the challenge. when circumstances arise, or trouble comes, or adversity, or affliction, some people drop the ball. They stop acting like a king and start acting like a clown. They get out of the spirit and get into the flesh. But no matter what circumstance or trouble, we are called to display authority. Amen. 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 Tell somebody right now, take charge of your circumstances. No more slaves. You see, a king, no matter what, in order to display authority, he never had to raise his voice. He never had to get into arguments and stuff. Why? His word was law. We see Jesus even on the boat in the storm. He didn't raise his voice. He simply spoke to the storm and said, "Peace, be still." We're talking about a king that had authority, and he simply displayed it. Amen. So it's not in the volume of your voice. It's in the authority that you display. And the devil knows that. Enemy knows that. But oftentimes, someone can be caught in their emotions. And you don't feel like you've prayed unless you've screamed. And you know the vein right here? And you know, just, now we praying. Well, that might be if you don't understand or know how to display authority. But when you walk in it, when you become that, a whole nother ball game. Sometimes you just think certain things and the devil runs. Tell somebody, the Holy Spirit is training and teaching us. We must, hear me, we must learn to walk consistent with who we are. At home, be consistent with who you are in church. You don't watch every channel at home. You don't let it all hang out at home. No, you walk consistent with who you are. Why? We're trained. We're being trained and tutored by Holy Spirit to be consistent with who we are. You know, you don't even put a whole lot of trust in someone that's not consistent. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. First, one of the first attributes God looks for is faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Looks to see if a person is faithful. Doesn't mean that they have to be in a certain location every time, but he knows their heart. They're faithful. They're loyal. Then he starts to impart life to them. But that, what an example, United Kingdom, and how they groom.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.